More than a decade ago, community leaders across Arizona determined the biosciences and related industries offered a great opportunity for economic competitiveness with the potential to make a big impact in healthcare. Now, Arizona's Bioscience Roadmap Steering Committee has announced new leadership in the continuing effort to advance biosciences in the state. Ron Schupman, who leads the Southern Arizona Leadership Council, is the steering committee's new chair. And Ron, how are the biosciences doing in Arizona right now?
One of the better quotes from Michael Crow came at the 10-year anniversary of the Bioscience Roadmap when he said, when we started this 10 years ago, Arizona wasn't even in view of the stadium, and we have done a terrific job to get to the edge of the playing field. And so in this next 10 years, the goal is to get off the bench and get in the game in a very meaningful way. And interpreted in my words, we really started from a very low starting point in terms of national and international recognition. And today, Arizona is on people's radar.
When it comes to competition like this, whether it's with Arizona and San Diego and Arizona and Boston, Arizona, whatever market it may be, are there certain things that that Arizona is able to do that has nothing to do with its competition that the state could be doing better or some missed opportunities?
Obviously, we have some advantages here, and I'll talk first about that. I think one of the big advantages we enjoy, was identified by Battelle, who did some of the initial work for the roadmap, and they coined the phrase that we have a collaborative gene. The people of Arizona, whether they're from Tucson, Flagstaff, or Phoenix, that are in this industry, are willing to work together for the good of the state because they realize that working together, we're stronger. Our voice can be stronger, whether it's to support legislation we need or whether it's to address an issue like the shortage of risk capital or just creating that environment that fosters innovation and an innovation-based economy that creates the high-paying, high-wage jobs that we really all want to see for our state. Are there things we can do better? You bet. We are working with the legislature to try to make sure that we have the tools for the Arizona Commerce Authority and therefore our businesses to help them grow. And one significant bill that's pending is an angel investment tax credit bill that will continue to allow startup companies the opportunity to take root and grow and expand in our state. We've got to ensure that there's some level of funding in those kinds of buckets so that we can play in the game on the national stage.
Now, Ron, you're someone who is based in Southern Arizona, and here in Phoenix, we talk a lot about the Biosciences Corridor in downtown Phoenix, but based on the fact this is the Arizona Bioscience Roadmap and not the Maricopa County Bioscience Roadmap, what are we missing if we focus too much on Maricopa County?
The beauty of the bioscience opportunity for Arizona is that there is great work going on not only in Maricopa County, but in Flagstaff and in Tucson. In fact, Tucson is a real bioscience hub with well over 100 bioscience companies down here. All three regions are fueled by the universities that sit squarely in the middle of each region of the state. And that's a key element of growing life science companies is the discovery that takes place at our universities.
Ron Schupman is the new chair of Arizona's Bioscience Roadmap Steering Committee. He was previously the vice chair. Ron, thanks very much for the time.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.